You're listening to SBS News.
Whale on the mat. 1, 2, 3.
Rescue efforts continue to save beached pilot whales stranded in waters off Tasmania. Almost 100 of them have been rescued so far. Rescuers say at least 20 whales can still be saved at the site of Australia's largest mass beaching. Earlier this week, almost 500 pilot whales were found stranded in Macquarie Harbour on the state's remote western coast. More than 300 of the 470 stranded mammals have died, and focus has shifted to disposal of the carcasses. They are coordinating attempts to refloat and release them back into the wild. So what are pilot whales, and how did they strand themselves? According to Britannica, a pilot whale is a slender-toothed mammal related to the dolphin species. They are characterised by a round, bulging forehead, a short snout, and pointed flippers, and can be found in all oceans of the world except the Arctic. They spend most of their time in the deep ocean, making them very hard to study. Pilot whales are about 4 to 6 metres in length and live in groups of dozens to hundreds or even thousands. They feed mainly on squid and sometimes mass strand, which is where an entire school of pilot whales beaches itself. Scientists have been unable to agree on a cause for this behaviour, but some factors contributing to beaching can be sickness or injury, bad weather, old age, navigation errors, or hunting too close to shore. Pilot whales are such a social animal that if one or a few of them get caught in low tide waters or sandbars and put out a distress call rather than dispersing, they will try to regroup, and that can attract others. David Hocking from the School of Biological Sciences at Monash University says the pilot whales that have been freed will be self-sufficient despite being away from the rest of the group.
Fortunately, with 70 animals released, previous work on released animals has shown that after these events, pilot whales can actually survive long-term, reintegrate into other groups, and hopefully that will be possible because of the amazing efforts of these rescuers today.
Chris Carlyon from the Marine Conservation Program says there are a number of elements that make the operation difficult to pursue.
So triage is going to be quite important here. We've got animals spread over a large area and in a really challenging location. So we're going to basically take the animals with the best chance to start with and the ones that we're able to deal with. So some animals may be simply too big or in an unsuitable location to actually deal with. So there'll be a little bit of triage involved, and then we'll have to deal with other factors like weather, like tides, and all that will come into it. So potentially be able to predict how we're going to go, how we're going to track for the rest of the operation.
The devastating part of this process is the disposal of carcasses. Currently, 350 pilot whales have died. Nick Decker from the Parks and Wildlife Service explains the process of how they will be taken out to sea.
We're starting to form up a plan. Our preference is for disposal at sea. We're still taking expert advice as to exactly where the drop-off point may be. Our focus in the next few days will be trying to contain the spread of carcasses. Because as the whales start to decompose, they will bloat and float. The strategy is going to be to collect, contain, and then when weather and tide and current conditions are suitable, we'll take them out to sea and release.
Mr. Hocking says returning the carcasses to the ocean can be beneficial for the ecosystem.
These whales, if they do go out into the ocean, actually fulfil a really important role in the ocean ecosystem. So they call it whale deadfall, and when these whales sink to the bottom of the ocean, they actually provide nutrients for a whole range of animals that live in the deep sea environment.
Mr. Carlyon says there is hope that the rescued pilot whales can adapt to new behaviours despite challenges they may face.
This species is generally led by matriarchs, so the older females in the group. If they've lost those older females with that built-up knowledge of the area and the food resources over time, then they may need to learn some new behaviours, and they won't have those matriarchs to follow. So, yeah, they'll face some challenges for sure, but we'd expect that if they can remain at sea and out in the deeper water, that hopefully they'll regain their normal behaviour.
A small number of pilot whales had to be euthanised. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.